What I thought is kedai to do on Tuesdays when we don't have regular Yerideish here is just to go through some sugyas in Or HaChaim. We don't spend enough time, in my opinion, on smicha in Or HaChaim, and I think it's worthwhile. I should note that I am preparing the Mizrahi movement, is coming out with these books called Sorba Mirabanan. Rav Ben Sion Algazi, who used to be the Rosh Hashiva in Karim B'Yavne, has a program in Eretz Yisrael where there is 20,000 people every day who learn this limud. I'm going to try to get you guys some packets because I think it's just kedai to see it. Maybe you could help because we have some sharam over here, I believe. And I think it's just a very wonderful program. I'm going to not do exactly what it says in the Tzur B'Rambam, but rather I'm constructing shiurim on halachic topics, and we'll be going, I'll say there, HaShulchan Aruch, just some brief overview topics, and I want to begin with Hashkamas Adam Baboker. The halacha is, it's found in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph. This idea is not found in Shas. It's not found in any Midrashei Halacha, but it comes from a sefer called the Seder Hayom of Reb Moshe ben Machir. He was 16th century. He was a Rav in Sfas. And in the Seder Hayom, he writes that the first thing you should say when you wake up in the morning is Moda Ani Lefanecha. There is no Shemos. You're not mentioning Hashem's name at all. And therefore, even before you wash your hands, etc., you can recite the Moda Ani. I think this is something that we all know. It seems to me like there are three different Perushim and Moda Ani that are just kedai to think about. One is that I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Moda Ani Lefanecha. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm allowed to be Lefanecha, that I'm allowed to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mortal man should not be capable of being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moda Ani Lefanecha, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I could be there. Moda, of course, we know in Halacha is also a Lashon of that I am Chayiv, like a Moda B'Knas or the like. That means I am Chayiv to you. And on some level, I think the idea is that Moda Ani Lefanecha, the fact that I'm in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, teaches me how chayiv I am. Like, we are all in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all act well. We should do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. One of the first things I do when I wake up is I say Moda Ani Lefanecha. And the third mahalach, I think, in Moda Ani is that Moda is a general term for being Jewish. Like, we are called Yehudim, meaning our essence is that we are a Yid. Moda Ani Lefanecha, the first thing I say in the morning is that I'm a Yid, and therefore I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm Jewish, and therefore that I'm going to have opportunities throughout the day to do mitzvahs. I admit to the Ribbono Shel Olam that because I'm Jewish, I am chayiv more than others are chayiv. And nosaf al kach, moda ani lefanecha, again, the fact that I'm Jewish, that is kind of the chut that's mekasher these ideas. It's interesting that in davening in general, we say that there is a list of shevach bakash and hoidah, right? That's the order to say, to be yotzei davening. Moda ani begins backwards. It begins with hoidah. The Magen Avraham Paskins, when it comes to women, the minig of women, I remember my grandmother used to not daven. My grandmother lived next door to your grandmother. My grandmother used to not daven, but every morning she would say, like, Maida Ani, and the Magen Avraham writes that that is how women are Yotzei Tefillah. Rav Soloveitchik was bothered by the Kasha, in order to be Yotzei Tefillah, you need Shevach Bakasha V'Hodoha. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that maybe the pshat is that before you say Moda Ani, before you say the Hoda'ah, so you should have a Shevach and a Bakash. And in fact, there were many women who would say some sort of tchinis, that they'd say Shevach, they praise Ribbono Shel Olam, they'd do a Bakash, ask that the children should be healthy, etc. And then they would say Moda Ani, which is Hoda'ah. I'm not sure that this is correct. I'm not sure that when the Rambam says in Shemach Bakosh and Hodah that that's an absolute chiyuv in order to be yotzei davening min haTorah, there's something that we'll probably discuss later on. It could be that you need either Shemach or Bakosh or Hodah to be yotzei tefillah min haTorah, and that's why the Magen Avraham says that you're yotzei tefillah, that women are yotzei tefillah min haTorah with just saying Moda'ani in the morning. So that is what we have to say in Simen Aleph regarding Moda'ani. The first real yisod that we talk about is Aruch Chaim Simen Daled, which deals with Netilas Yadayim Baboker. That you wake up in the morning and you wash what we call Nagel Vasar. No, Netilas Yadayim Baboker, Nagel literally means nails. Right? It's a Yiddish term. So Nagel Vasar is that we wash our hands in the morning. Mishnah Berurah points out that there are two shitos in Rishonim as to why we wash Nagel Vasar. If you look in the Rosh is in, well, first of all, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Samach Amud Beis says that you should recite the Bracha on Netilas Yadayim. That's Brachas Daf. Samach on the base of Bracha, the Gemara over there writes also that all the Birchas HaShachar, with the exception of Havanosim LaYoev Koach, which is post-Talmudic, all the Birchas HaShachar found there in the Gemara. You get the impression, by the way, that the Birchas HaShachar are recited before you're wearing your yarmulke. That you recite them first thing in the morning, in bed, you recite the Birchas HaShachar. That's already an interesting issue. So the part of the Birchas HaShachar in the morning is the Bracha on Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara quotes it in that Seder of the Birchas HaShachar. Why do I recite the Birchas HaShachar, or why do I say on Netilas Yadayim specifically? So the Rosh writes in Perek Tes, Simen Chof Gimel, that the on Netilas Yadayim is because there is a takana that you are not allowed to say Kriya Shema and Davin when your hands are dirty. People would sleep and they'd be undressed. Inevitably, their hands would be nogeya and cumbersome to daven. And you're not allowed to daven when your hands are dirty. The lashon of the Rosh, interestingly, is you're not allowed to say kriya shema and daven with yod of hametunafin. That's because the Gemara in Tesavavin Brachas says harotz lekabel olav o malchus shemaim shleima. Right, you should yito yadav and put on tefillin, and then say Kriya Shema and daven, right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. So the Rosh is saying, oh, from that, and from that Gemara, I see that Netilas Yadayim is a din in the Kriya Shema and in the tefillah. I think that's Meduyak in the Rosh. And the idea is that our hands are dirty, and consequently, you make a bracha. Fundamentally, according to the Rosh, whenever your hands are dirty before any tefillah in the day, you should make an al Netilas Yadayim. You should wash your hands and make an al Netilas Yadayim. Fundamentally, according to the Rosh, as he points out, you really don't need Netilas Yadayim. Netila, a natwa, was a term for a keli in Aramaic. You don't need a keli. The Gemara Daf Tesavav over there in Brachas writes that they were batli nitilusa, batli tefilusa, batli nitilusa. Now, initially, there was a requirement of Netilas Yadayim to daven and to say Kriya Shema and to learn. They were mevatalat. But the Rosh holds that you have to clean your hands. Erchat benikyain kapai vasola es mizbachacha, meaning to say, I have to be menake es yodai lifnei hatfilah, lifnei kriyashma hatfilah. The idea is that netilas yodayim from a keli is lav dafka. Really, you just wipe off your hands, clean your hands any way they need to be done, because I'm not supposed to daven with dirty hands. I'm not supposed to say kriyashma with dirty hands. That's the say to the Rosh. Fundamentally, I should make the bracha al nekiyos yadayim if I don't have mayim. But what I do is when I have mayim and I'm doing the netila, so then I make the bracha al netilas yadayim. The Beis Yosef in Simen Daled quotes a tshuvas of the Rashba, Chilak Avos, and he quotes Adi Aleph, And the Mishnah Berurah here, by the way, the godless in the Mishnah Berurah is just how clear his presentation is. The way he cites the Rishonim and the Poskim very, very accurately, although I'll have a Ha'ara in a minute. But the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Dalet of Katan Aleph quotes the Rashba, that the Rashba says that how come you make a bracha before Tefillah Shacharis, not before Tefillah Mincha and Arvis? According to the Rashba, fundamentally you should make a bracha before every Tefillah. How come we only make the bracha before Shacharis? Zak the Rash, but it's because of the pasuk in Eicha, Chadoshim Lavikorim Rabo Emunasechom. Chadoshim Lavikorim means that we become new, a Beria Chadosha Lavikorim every morning. Rabo Emunasecha, by the way, is part of the Nusach of Maida Ani. Okay? But Chadoshim Lavikorim Rabo Emunasecha, Zak the Rash. Zakhti Rashba, excuse me, the idea is that you should wash your hands with a natwa, with a keli in the morning. It's a special takana to dafka use a keli, because just like a kayan prepares himself la avoda, the kayan has a din of that there is kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before you do la avoda. So also, we wash our hands before the Avodah, Dahainu, before the Avodah of Tefillah Shacharis, Dahainu, according to the Rashba, on the fundamental level, what we are doing is we are making a bracha because we become a Beri Yechadasha, and as a Beri Yechadasha, we now are approaching the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to Daven. I don't make the bracha to daven mincha and ayrif. I only make the bracha when it's before in the Rashba, but it's very clear in his lashon. If you look in the Beis Yosef, it's in Simin Dalet, and the newer Beis Yosef, they break it up into Se'ifim, it's Os Zayin and an Os Yud Beis. And the Rashba is saying that it's preparing for davening, but the davening of Shacharis, which I am a Ber Yechadasha for, that's when I recite the bracha. That's l'cha'ora the pshat in the Rashba, which means that it's really a shiluv of inyanei tefillah and the Ber Yechadasha. I think this is mavur in the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah b'derech klal is mamash so precise. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Dalet, Sif Katan Aleph, doesn't really quote that according to the Rashba, it's a din tefillah dafka. He leaves out those words. At the very end, he quotes in the Chayah Adam that you don't make the bracha after tefillah, but that sounds like it's because we're choishish for both the Rash and the Rashba. He doesn't quote that according to the Rashba Tzdavka for Tefillah. He does quote the Nusach that just like a Kayan before the Avoda, and maybe he's being Mavliya, the idea that Tefillah is considered Avoda, but he doesn't explicitly write that according to the Rashba, it's a Tzdavka for Tefillah, at least Tefillah Shacharis. Okay, so the Rashba holds it's only for Tefillah Shacharis. The Rosh holds it's for Tefillahs, Mincha and Ma'ariv as well. But according to the Rush, it's for Tefillas Mincha and Ma'ariv precisely because my hands are dirty. Therefore, according to the Sefer Arzos HaChayim of the Malbim was a Goyin Olam. People think that the Malbim only wrote commentary on Tanakh. The Malbim wrote on Halacha, in the very beginning of Aruch Chaim. It's called the Sefer Arzos HaChayim. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the first few simonim when Arzos HaChayim exists. So the Malbim writes that I paskin like the Rosh, the Ikar Hadin, and therefore whenever I go to the bathroom for Gedolim, before davening, both before Mincha and Ma'ariv, as well as Shacharis, I should make an Al-Natiyas Yadayim. The Be'er Halacha quotes this in Simin Zayin. He writes that maybe, you know, we're not going to so definitively paskin like that Rosh. But if I have an additional suffix, let's say I use the bathroom and I eat a pickle, davar shetibula b'mashke, right before I daven, right? So then I have a spek spek sveika. So then I should make a bracha before tefilas mincha. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berura. Now that's already very interesting. Do I say spek sveika in order to make a bracha? No? Usually I'd assume safek bracha is lahakel. Whether I say spek sveika in order to make a bracha probably depends on the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Rashba says that spek sveika is mitam rov. And therefore it's mitam rov, right? How come it's that safek is asur, spek sveika is mutar? Right, why is that? Like, it's a very strange thing. So the Rashba writes spek sveika is mitam rov. The Rambam writes that because on the fundamental level, Sufik Lairais is Lahachmir Midrabonon, so Spek Spek is a Sufik on the Drabonon. No, this is like a famous Torah. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that we say Spek Spek even in order to make a bracha. That means that he's not understanding that any Sufik brachos is Lahakal. Right? Some assume that Sufik brachos lahakal means even if I have 10, 12, 15 sveikas, I don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Siman Zayin is paskening that will say svek sveika in order to make a bracha. This is a total oruch b'divrei haposkim. It's something just to put in your back pocket. I think it's an interesting topic that comes up in Inyarnei Orachayim many times. Daniel, you have a comment?
Are you washing your hands between going to the bathroom and eating pickle? Washing again.
So I think that, let's say you eat the pickle first, then you go to the bathroom. We make on the Tisya Day, most mitzvahs, the Gemara says in Psachim, I make the bracha before I do the mitzvah, no? On the Tisya Day, like Tosfos points out, the Tisya Day is like Tevila, the mikvah. Right? Tevila's Hager, I can't make the bracha beforehand, I'm not yet Jewish. Tosfos says by Netilas Yadayim also, I can't make the bracha Eivolas Yosin because my hands are dirty. Get an impression from Taisus that the Tiosi Daim said then only when your hands are dirty stands a shtickle like the rush. That's Psachim Davzayin, no? I think that what emerges over there. Okay. So the Aretz Yisachayim, the Malbim. The Bir Halacha, again, it could be that I hold like the Rashba in terms of Spek Sveika, but I don't hold like the Rashba in terms of the reasoning for the Bracha Bal Matiyos Yadayim, right? The two issues, a Halacha doesn't mean that I'm consistent and I always follow the Rashba, Ozer or Moshe Feinstein. Halacha can't mean that, right? We look at each issue separately, yeah. Oh, so let's go back. In other words, if I'm into the Rambam and so then, lav nafka, what I say, svek sveika, in order to make a bracha, especially if you hold that the din of bracha she'ina tzricha is a din of moitzi shem shemayim v'batala, which is a din d'oraisa, and I hold that safek d'oraisa lahach mer min ha-tayra, right? So then, that would lead us in the direction that we don't make a bracha, even on svek, svek, svek sveika, because ultimately it is a safek d'oraisa of being Motzi Shem Shemayim Batol. If you look at Archaim and Rish Taslov, so the Mechaber seems to paskin that Bracha Shem Tzrich is a Shaila Min HaTayra, right? The Ramah sounds like he paskins that it's not. Again, let's go bring it back home. So the Bracha Bam Netzilas Yadayim in the morning, Machlekes Rosh and Rash, but what it is, the Pashtus is that the Aretz Yisrael paskins like the that's a slam paskins, like the Rush. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer Am Mordechai on Maseches Brachos, it's page Mempei and following. So Rabbi Willig writes that he thinks the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we paskin fundamentally like the Rashba. We paskin fundamentally like the Rashba. His Raya is that Shulchan Aruch writes that you don't make a bracha of on the Tios Yadayim before Tefilas Mincha, even though you went to the bathroom. I don't know if that means for sure that I paskin like the Rashba. It could just be that I'm choshesh for the Rashba laying in bracha, right? But Rabbi Willig is convinced that I paskin like the Rashbam based on this, Rabbi Willing has a shtikol Torah to infer the stira in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah and Simin, or the Mechaber, I should say, the Mechaber and Simin Sadi Beis writes that I have to be Mechazer Achar Mayim Latfila. If I don't have water, so I have to go, what is it, 4 mil in front, 1 mil back, in order to get water to wash my hands to daven. That's Simin Sadi Beis. In Simin Reish Lama Gimel, he paskins that you are not Mechazer Achar Mayim Latfila. So Zucht Rabbi Willig, right? What's the pshat? Like Reish Lama Gimel is Tefilas Mincha. Sadi Beis is Tefilas Shachris. How come by Tefilas Shachris I have to be Mechazer Achar Mayim? By Tefilas Mincha I don't. So Rabbi Willig says, oh, the teretz is that we hold like the Rashba. That the Tefilas Yudayim is a din only in Shachris, Chadosh L'Baporim, Rabba Munasecha, etc. I'm not so sure that that's so pashut, no? It could be that tefillas mincha. The reason I don't have to try to get water is because maybe my hands are clean. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuvav says that I could be Naito Yad of Shachris and be Mishamaris Yadai all day. No? During the night, you can't be Mishamar Yadav. But during the day, I could be cognizant. So maybe I don't make a bracha over there in Reish Lama Gimel because we're talking about an ofen that I was Meshamer Yadai. So I'm not convinced that Rabbi Willing's rayas are correct, but Hayotze, there is a machlokas halacha l'maisa, which of the two shitas I seem to paskin like. The Arzis HaChaim fundamentally follows the Rosh. Rabbi Willig fundamentally follows the Rashba. I am under the impression, and I think it's Mavur in the Mishneh Berurah in a few places, that the Mishneh Berurah is not really Machriya, Rosh or Rash, but he says we're Choshish for both. This happens to be a general Gisha of the Mishneh Berurah that he is very nervous, as much as he's a Sefer who is Machriya all the time, but he's very nervous to actually be Machriya Mahalocha, and therefore he just assumes that Yarei Shemayim Yetzei Deishneihem, etc. That line comes up very often in the Mishneh Berurah. Okay. Now, what are the nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Rashba? So, one nafkamina, of course, is, let's say a person sleeps wearing gloves. So the Rosh's reason does not apply. We could add that if you're sleeping wearing pajamas, you're not sleeping undressed. So then the Rosh's reason doesn't apply. The Rashba's reason that you become a Beri Chadasha, the Chayra still applies as well. Let's say a person is awake all night. So then do you make a Bracha or not? So this is interesting. This is interesting. The Mishneh Berurah writes in his opinion that the Rashba would say light cloak. That the Rashba would say in the morning you become a Beri Chadasha. Even though you didn't sleep, you still become a beria, or the normal derech olam is that you become a beria chadasha. Therefore, according to the Rashba, you would recite a bracha. But according to the Rosh, I'm up all night and I'm wearing clothing. It's shavuos. I'm learning all night. My hands aren't getting dirty. So according to the Rosh, I would not make a bracha. Right? That's what emerges from the Mishneh Berurah's presentation. That's what they tell you. That shavuos morning, before davening, you should dafka try to make your hands dirty. And that way you should be yotze, even according to the Rosh. Again, intuitively, I would have said exactly fakert. I would have said that point to the Rosh, but you don't become a Beri Chadasha because you didn't sleep. Right? But the Mishneh Berurah assumes that for the Rosh, but there's some sort of light plug. There are a number of other nafkaminas that we could create, but the Iker nafkamina seems to be what's the proper time to recite the Bracha of Al-Natilas Yadayim. According to the Rashba, the Bracha of Al-Natilas Yadayim is really connected, or I should say the way the Rashba is quoted in Poskim, that it's really about becoming Beriya Chadasha, so you should make the Bracha closer to waking up. Whereas according to the Rosh, that it's a bracha on tefillah, you should make the bracha closer to davening. L'maisa, So in certain communities, in Breuers, they have the chazan begin in the morning, and he says, "I'm the tilas yadayim for everybody." They appoint the chazan the night before. You can't do this trick unless you know you're going to be the chazan. They appoint the chazan the night before. The chazan does not make on the tilas yadayim and makes on the tilas yadayim as part of birchas hashachar, just like the rest of the birchas hashachar. We don't recite bisman chiyuvo. I don't make the bracha of ozei yisav begavura when I put on my belt in the morning. I don't say ozei yisav besefara when I put on my yarmulke in the morning. Right? That's how you know that you make the bracha without wearing a yarmulke, because I tell yourself it's a first, not the first bracha. Right? So we put all of them together in Birchas HaShachar for the practice of the Imperiers. They say on the Tiyas Yadayim is also part of the Birchas HaShachar. It sounds like that in the Gemara. And therefore they make the bracha in Shul, mamish at the beginning of davening. The Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Siman Daled quotes that the Vilna Gaon in the Ma'aser Rav, it's Oskim on the Ma'aser Rav, and the Chaya Adam is a Mechutin of the Gra. They both assume that you should make the bracha as close to davening as possible. And that sounds like it is Rosh-like, that the bracha is more connected to davening. The Share Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah quote, says that you should make the bracha closer to waking up in the morning. That sounds more like the Rashba, that the idea of the bracha is because of Chadoshim Abkarim Rabbam Nosecha, because you become a very Chadoshim. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like Yesh Ami Lismuch, if you make the bracha closer to the early morning, even though that is like the Rashba, nonetheless, Yesh Ami Lismuch. The Hashdus is that for the Rosh, you should make the Bracha before davening. And that's why the Mishnah presents it over here in Simin Dalet. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, has an interesting Chavara, which is that you have to keep on reading in Aruch HaYim. And when you get to Simin Mem Zayin in Aruch HaYim, which are the Din of Birchas HaTorah, so you read in the Torah, B'Shem Oviv HaRosh, that Tata used to get up in the morning. Tata used to wash his hands, make on the Tilas Yadayim, say Elokai Neshama, say Birchas HaTorah, and he would learn before davening. There's a video of Reb Chaim Kanievsky that he said Birchas HaShachar, right, before, right when he woke up, he and the Rebbetzin. You saw this video? You can find it on YouTube. It's like one of the Reb Chaim Kanievsky videos. He's like, I don't know if he has his own YouTube channel, but there's a lot of videos about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky would make all the brachas first thing in the morning. The Minika Olam, the poskim say, is to delay the bracha of on the Tiyas Yadayim until you are ready to daven, meaning oftentimes you wake up in the morning and you're going to use the restroom once and you're going to learn for a few hours and you have to use the restroom again, whatever it is. So you make the bracha after using the restroom the second time. You make on the Tiyas Yadayim, the Asher Yatzar, at that point, and then you daven. We don't make on the Tiyas Yadayim in Shul against the bracha, against the practice of Breuers. We also don't make it first thing when we wake up. Now, there is, however, another issue when it comes to the Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning, which is a Gemara in Shabbos Kofches, where the Gemara says that if you yad lapeh tikatzeitz, if you take your hands and you touch your mouth, so then the hand should be chopped off. There are some dinim of bar shivta, there are dinim of people, there's some shade or some dirt that ends up on your hand, that's called ruach ra. And the Ruach Ra requires that you're not allowed to touch your face, you can't touch beer, etc. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim whether all these dinim are the same. According to Rashi, the dinim of touching the beer is because when you touch your beer with your hand, it won't allow the beer to really ferment. It's not really the din of ruach ruah, the same as everything else, but according to the other Rishonim, the idea is that ruach ruah applies to all these dinim in the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah writes, and this is a muskim in the poskim, that ruach ruah alone is not a reason to make the bracha, but ruach ruah would be a reason to make the bracha earlier in the morning. Now, because of this concern of ruach ruah, some of the poskim say, Rabbi Willing in his Sefer writes, that you know what, maybe when the poskim say that you wipe your eyes, you say, Hamavir Shina Me'ina, Yusnu Me'afahai, right? So maybe over there, you're not wiping your hands you're not wiping your eyes directly, you're using some sort of beged, and that's how you avoid the ruach ruah issue. Again, it's hard to know. Ruach ruah, in Rav Nevensal's Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a shmua that they have, that there was the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, Rav Avram ben Avram. He converted to Yiddishkeit, and then the authorities were very upset with him, and they burned him at the stake. The assumption was that he was a tremendous Kaddish. The Vilna Gaon asked Davka to be buried next to the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. So Rav Nevensal quotes some Shemua that from the burning of the Ger Tzedek onwards, there are mevatel the din of Ruach Ra. If you think I understand what Ruach Ra is, and if you think I understand what from the burning of the Ger Tzedek the mevatel the Ruach Ra is, right? Don't understand the beginning, don't understand the end. But the idea, though, is that if you really hold the Ruach Ra, so then you should make the bracha earlier in the morning. The mekubalim would make the bracha earlier in the morning. The Shari Tshuva is following that. Yisod, make the bracha earlier in the morning. Because you have a tziruf of the Rashba together with the Ruach Ruah again, and this is how it's understood. The children have to make a bracha. Or the children have to wash their hands. You have to wash Nego Vasar for little babies. So if the issue is out ruach ra'ah, so ruach ra'ah means I shouldn't touch the food with my hands, and all babies are touching the food. So then you wouldn't make the kid will not have to wash nagelbach. So the chazan is just quoted. I remember one year we had Rav Schechter give a shiur to the new couples in the community. And Rav Schechter says, and the chazan is right, so you should make sure you wash nagelbach for your babies in the morning. That's out the din of chinuch. When the kid is older, does the kid have to wash nego vaser? So if the kid is not yet davening, right, the kid should not wash nego vaser, or certainly not make on the tilas yadayim, according to the Rashba, the way the Rashba is quoted in the Sfarim, that's out Beri Yechadosha, then the kid should make a bracha. Ruach Ra itself is never a reason to make a bracha. The way what we pointed out is that according to the Rash, but the Inyan of Tios Yadayim is also connected to Tefillah. So then maybe the kid should not make on the Tios Yadayim, although Minhag HaOlam is that one of the first things you teach children is that you make on the Tios Yadayim in the morning, no? You wash Nego Vaser and you make on the Tios Yadayim. So that minhag ha'olam, I think, is important. Lamaisa, the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law, was choshesh that you should make anatilas yadayim as quickly, as soon before davening as possible. He would make anatilas yadayim right before Baruch Shalomar. He said on the fundamental level he would do it before Yishtaba, but he's nervous that like then he'll miss Baruch Hu or something if he goes. So he would make Anatilas Yadayim right before he began davening on Baruch Shamar. I don't know if that is correct. We pointed out another ha'ara just to make, in turn, and maybe we'll discuss this next time we learn, is that the Rush and the Rash B'smachleikis might be the nature of the bracha of Anatias Yadayim. There are different types of brachas in Halacha. There's a bracha of Shevach Vodon, there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. According to the Rashba, the reason of making on the Tehillah Yadayim in the morning is because I'm being molded to the Ribono Shel Olam that became a Berachah Chadasha. Even though I only do that before the davening, but sounds more like a Birchas Vayda'a. According to the Rush, you get an impression that it's part of the mitzvah of tefillah. So it's more like a Birchas HaMitzvah rather than a Birchas Shevach V'Hayda'a. At some point, we'll give you like 12 nafkaminas that I have between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Shevach V'Hayda'a, but Oz Chazon L'Moed, that's going to be a topic that we discuss in the future. Okay, gentlemen, so this is Arachayim, basically Simen Aleph through Simen Zayin. In terms of just like what we're saying, and like I try to do, I try to give Lomdus and make halachic nafkaminas based on the Lomdus. Have a great day.